This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Marty Casper.
And welcome to Rock Talk. My guest this morning is Dr. Brenda Barada. And Brenda, I'm so glad to have... Should I call you doctor? I mean, we go back to high school.
I know. No, please call me Brenda.
Okay, cool. All right, Brenda, you're part of this really, really cool program now. It's through Jewish Senior Life,
yes,
correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you actually do house calls?
Yes, we actually do house calls. The program has a team approach. I am the lead physician. I have a nurse practitioner and a clinical nurse psychologist, as well as a social worker, that we work together to provide care to the elderly that are frail and unable to get to their doctor's offices.
Okay, so you're a geriatric doctor.
Correct.
And you were, I think, with RGH, correct, for a while?
Actually, my husband was with the RGH for
okay.
a while. My husband's a gastroenterologist. My background, I went to U of R Med School, did my residency in primary care through the STRONG program.
Okay.
And then I was an emergency room doctor at Genesee Hospital.
Wow.
And then worked for Lifetime Health for most of my career.
Okay. Genesee Hospital, I have a special place. That's where my children were born.
It was an awesome hospital.
I know.
It really was.
Okay.
And I got a lot of experience being an emergency room doctor, that's for sure.
Well, I was going to touch on this because I know it's kind of off topic, but what the heck, we're just talking.
Right.
So you probably didn't see ER, the TV show, or did you?
Oh, I've seen ER.
Is that how it was?
Well,
or Grey's Anatomy.
It touches on real life experiences. Obviously, it glorifies and dramatizes them. But there's a lot of threads of truth in these programs.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool. Did you like that, the emergency? And
I liked it for the years I did it because I was right out of my residency and it was very procedure oriented and exciting, and I was really in those life and death type moments, and I definitely enjoyed the years I did that. I did that while my husband was finishing his fellowship in gastroenterology, because I didn't want to set up a practice or be a part of a bigger thing in Rochester unless I was committed to being here. And of course, Tony and I are committed to being here.
Yeah,
30 years of marriage.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what got you into geriatric care? Was that something that when you started med school, you knew right away that you wanted to do that?
Well, actually, I started med school and I knew I wanted to be an internal medicine physician. Actually, that didn't waver. So I did my residency in internal medicine. A lot of the patients I've taken care of through the years tended to be elderly patients.
Okay.
And I found that the confines of the office visit really didn't allow me to properly address their medical problems and concerns. You're in a 10-minute office visit or 10 to 15-minute office visit. You're not allowed to have as personal connection, and you don't get to see the problems with care and the obstacles that might be in their way to getting the care that they need. So I think being able to have time with patients, you can develop a really compassionate relationship with them. So that's what drew me to geriatrics.
You know, it's funny you said that, because my chiropractor was at a practice where there were three other doctors, and the lead chiropractor wanted people, they wanted volume. And he said pretty much the same thing. I got about 15, 20 minutes with you. He branched down and went on his own. Now he takes however much time he wants and needs. Everybody's different. And we've all been to the doctor's office where it gets a little bit frustrating and you don't want to wait. And then, geez, they only saw me for 10 minutes so that's frustrating.
Right.
But I mean, at least we're young and we can move around. But when you're an elderly patient, and a lot of times a caregiver has to bring an elderly parent, an elderly friend or neighbor to the doctor, and that can be overwhelming, especially if this person needs a lot of care.
That's what it's all about.
Okay.
It's really addressing the fact that patients need time. They need to be listened to. We need to help them navigate the complexities of our medical system, their medications. We sit down with them and go through their history, their medications, their care plans. I bring a lot of my office to them. We bring all the instruments we have in our office and our little carry-on black bag. And
like the Dr. Bombay bag on Bewitched.
Yes. Yeah. And you really can develop such a special connection with your patient that really helps you to help them be a partner in their health care. And
you know,
that's so important to me. And it's so important for Jewish Senior Life. We have patient-centered care. They're commitment to this program has just been wonderful and supportive, and they believe that this is not only awesome for our patients, but it's awesome for the whole healthcare community. It's outreach. You know, we have a campus-based program where I see patients at the assisted living as well as memory care, but we also have this outreach program to the community where I go out to the patients' homes, senior living apartments. It's a real commitment to quality care, and it means a lot to me.
So when you're going out on a house call, which is going back to the good old days when doctors did that, so you're just basically doing what the original game plan was for a doctor, pretty much. But are there certain people that qualify? If so, who? And is it just people from Jewish Senior Life that get your care?
So that's a two-pronged question. Answer to that would be, first of all, it's Jewish Senior Life. We see all races, religions. It's non-denominational. So you do not have to be affiliated with Jewish Senior Life. As a matter of fact, the program is sponsored by Jewish Senior Life, but you don't need to be affiliated with a nursing home or any of the other on-campus facilities. And actually, many of my patients will go on to need skilled nursing in many other facilities. We don't try to have them go to a certain one of our facilities.
Okay.
And the second part of that is the predominant requirements are to be 65 and older and have a major impediment to getting to a doctor's office, predominantly not being able to drive.
Okay.
Is usually the reason that you're not able to get into the doctor's office. And most of my patients, I mean, I have healthy patients that are, they're able to walk around and take part in their senior communities. And then I have patients that are bedbound and aren't able to even leave the home at all.
You must have some pretty incredible stories about your patients. I mean, I just sit here listening to you thinking about an 80 or 90 year old man or woman, the stories they must have.
And the pictures.
Yeah. And it's just so romantic.
Seeing them in their environment,
yeah.
It touches your soul.
Yeah.
It does. It's like why I go into medicine. I think it's just such a privilege and an honor to be a part of someone's life in that way.
Yeah.
It's like what doctors dream of, as far as I'm concerned. It's like it really is important to the. It's not only fulfilling to me, but it's important to the patient care to really understand what their barriers are to getting better, what their barriers are to getting medications, what's their barrier to get to the bathroom, and helping them get the services that they need. And this is where the team approach. You know, we talk about me being an old-fashioned physician and going back to that time.
Right.
But we're actually on the cutting edge of medicine in the sense that we have a team that goes in there. There's so many ways to help a patient stay in their current environment if that's what they want.
Okay.
So I get a social worker that can go right to the home and talk to the families and help get aids that they might need. They help implement services. I have a nurse practitioner if there's mental health issues, a clinical nurse psychologist. If there's mental health issues, that they can address, go to the home and address them and give some guidance and support, as well as a nurse practitioner who helps me manage the approximately 140 patients that we currently have in the practice. So,
were you approached to do this?
Well, yeah, actually, a friend of mine was recruiting for this job and thought of me first. Said, "Brenda, I think this is a perfect fit." And then when I saw what it was, I interviewed with the director there. It was just instantaneous. This is a perfect fit for what I like to do, and so that the rest is history.
Wow! And it's been how long? 2 years?
2 years? Oh, almost 2 years. Going on 2 years now.
And you drive around?
Yes.
Your own gas? Your car?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We use our own car, and we're predominantly in the eastern suburbs of Rochester. There's certain little geographic We don't, at this point, because of numbers, get out to the Greece side of town.
But, yeah.
That's all in flux. But right now, we see most of the Rochester area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at 55 plus, and now that we're in that category, even though I'm 29, I don't know how the math worked out on that. But I was never a math major. Anyway, on the cover of 55 Plus is my friend Deb DeMott, who is an amazing runner and athlete. And we did Ragnar together. We did Seneca 7 together. And I see her at so many races where we have become friends. And my other friend profiled in here is Dave Coyne, an amazing athlete and runner. And then I got my Brenda. Right in the middle here. Wow, you're right near the Staples.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like the centerfold of the 55.
Oh, my gosh. Plus. You're right, Marty. I never noticed that. I can't wait to tell my husband
tell
I'm
Tony.
A centerfold.
Yes, you're a centerfold.
What would take you to pick that up?
I know.
I love it.
It's
oh,
so
my
bad.
God. Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, it says that there's a couple of things that I read in here that made me kind of think that it says half of Barada's patients are over 95 years old. I don't think that's
quite
the case.
That there are just a couple things that I could clarify. With the article, because they did a beautiful job, and I, you know, really respect that they did this. I mean, I'm very appreciative of it, and I think they did a great job. About half of my patients are 80 and over. The majority of my patients are 80 and over, but not 95 and over. That was a little off. And we do see most of our patients between my nurse practitioner, Christine, and I. Mm-hmm. We do see our patients within a six-week time frame. So that was a little off, but that's the only clarifications.
This is it's a really nice article.
Yeah. And I think the other thing about our program that I'd love to really mention is the reduction in hospital stays.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I mean, you were physically going out to someone's home, like back in the day. They don't have to go to the doctor's office. They don't have to go to the hospital, which costs a lot of money.
Right. I mean, I think that's been the biggest benefit to our whole community, not just the patient, is the fact that by being able to see the patient early on and on a regular basis, you pick up on things that otherwise would not be noticed. Leg edema, a little shortness of breath, their diabetes gets to be managed closer, and if these patients can't get to the doctor's office, they don't go. They're in the middle of winter, they're not getting out of their homes. They have a lot of barriers to being in an office setting. So that what happens is they end up in an emergency room because the little signs and the early treatments that could have been implemented are delayed.
Okay.
So that's where the hospitalization and the emergency room visit drops dramatically. As a matter of fact, that 56%, the study done for that two-year study done with U of R, showing that we dropped the rates of emergency room visits by 56%.
Wow, that's a lot.
So, that's saving the health insurance costs. It's saving families a lot of hardship in being hospitalized.
Yeah.
In our elderly, hospitals, they do wonderful things and are necessary, but if we can prevent their stays, we're doing families and patients such a service.
Okay, then let's talk about the families a little bit. I know there's always a dynamic, and a lot of times there's one in every group.
Right.
But overall, the families have to be thrilled and thankful that you're actually going to check on their loved one.
Yes, they are. I mean, overall, everybody, most of the time, patients will be there with their family member and, sort of be a part of the whole taking care of the patient. They are part of it. So they often are involved and they do like the time. I mean, to actually be able, on an initial visit, I spend about an hour and a half going through all their medications or their chart history and really getting to know them and the family. And then our follow-up visits can be 40 minutes, even up to an hour. I mean, there is that time piece built in, and I do often take a lot of my electronic medical record work home, but it's just rewarding to do that. It really is, and not only rewarding, but it makes a difference. I've seen it with my own eyes, making a difference, and I you can't do anything more than that in life, I think. It's just making a difference in others.
Brenda, how does somebody pay for that? How is this program paid for?
Well, this program is covered if you have Medicare and any supplemental insurance, because Medicare recognizes the 65-year-old homebound patient as someone that is would benefit from a house calls visit. So the patient's payment is no more than it would be if they went to see their own private care doctor. So there is no additional cost to them. That's the insurance coverage piece of it.
That's pretty great. Incredible.
Yeah.
If somebody's listening right now and they're saying, geez, I wonder if I could be one of Brenda's patients, or I wonder, I have my mother or my aunt has some issues, who would they call? What would they do?
They would need to do is call our office. The number is 244-5993, and that office is the Physician House Calls line. It's through Jewish Senior Life, and you will either be speaking, you'll speak to our secretary, or I have an RN that I didn't mention. I'm talking about my team.
No.
I have a registered nurse that actually answers patients' calls, triages, and she will take your information and talk to you and determine pretty quickly whether you'd be a possible candidate for the program, then they send out a pack of information. And, you know, I actually want to touch on the fact that I think sometimes people think there's barriers to transferring to our practice. I mean, I can understand you have, and certainly this is not, I'm not there to change existing physician-patient relationships. If they're working, we're fine with that. That actually we would not want to interfere in that. But this is for the patient that's not working for them. But some people worry that their doctor is going to be upset.
Yeah.
Or that they're going to be worried that I can't take on their care because I haven't witnessed their whole life medical history. But that's so not the case, because because of the roles I've played with emergency medicine and also substituting in other physician offices, I'm really good at compiling through what is important in their patient records and compiling that. And then the time moving forward is really what I can bring to the table of being able to really spend that time and make you a partner in your decisions. Because let's face it, medicine, although it's had great advances and increased longevity, there's a lot of things that people need to understand and be a partner, advanced directives. I want you to be a partner with me in determining what you want. I want to empower the patient to help make these decisions instead of them just, you know, being thrown into it and have no idea how to make those decisions.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's family that has to help make, you know, the decisions. It's each individual case, and patient is an individual entity and person and life, and they bring so much to the table. And you can't do that unless you have the time to do it.
There's some pretty cool stories in the 55 Plus magazine. For example, if someone's afraid to get insulin,
right.
Would you do that for them? You do
right.
So the basic thing.
It can be things that are basic, general, like treating high blood pressure, diabetes, determining moving forward with malignancies like cancers, you know, all the things that that can be simple, but they can be complex and very frightful for patients.
Yeah.
I think that most of our patients know that insulin is life-saving when you have diabetes, but as an elderly person, when it's something new to them, it's frightening.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And it takes compassion and time and reassurance to maneuver that. So.
And yeah. There's another really beautiful story, and I know you've gotten back to playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 97-year-old survivor of a concentration camp. Tell us about this incredible story.
Well, you know, I take care of a lot of the assisted living patients at the Jewish Senior Life. It's called the Wolk, and I go into their apartments. I work with the nurses, but what's interesting to me is that some of my patients actually become my friends. I I have become such a part of their lives that they talk to me about my music. And I had a few of my patients there that were really interested in hearing me play piano. So yeah. I actually had a piano concert.
Yay!
One day.
Cool.
And played several pieces, and I had such attendance, and it just made me so happy. Definitely.
And you played Furley's.
Oh yeah, I played Furley's. I played a Chopin ballade, and I played a Rachmaninoff prelude and Love Story. I played a few popular songs like Love Story, and it was just kind of
But probably not Uptown Funk.
Didn't play Uptown Funk. My real popular skills. Popular music. That and jazz music. I leave the jazz playing to my youngest daughter. She's a jazz
Love
saxophonist.
It.
One
of these days we'll get to your house and you'll play for us.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
We won't give you any wine, though.
Yeah.
Because, things can happen when you play piano or an instrument and drink.
That's
but anyway,
right.
Is there anything else you really want people that are listening right now to know?
I think that I'd also like people to know that as your primary care physician, I would also work with all the consultants in the community. So if you come to me, you would have to leave your current primary care doctor, but I am able to work with all the different subspecialists in the community.
Oh.
The cardiologist, if
okay.
you have one, neurologist, nephrologist.
So you're not just coming in and giving somebody a prescription and leaving.
Right. I mean, we really act like a regular doctor's office in the sense that we still communicate like your other. I communicate with all the other physicians that are involved in your care, so you can. It's not that you have to sever relationships with them.
Okay.
Also, we have a home blood draw program, so we come out to the home and get any labs that I order. All the same types of I order all the same types of laboratory studies, and they come out and get them. We have a mobile diagnostic x-ray unit that we utilize.
Wow.
That does ultrasounds and x-rays in your home. There's so many facets to this wonderful program, and I just think that the world and Rochester, New York needs to hear about it. And I think
Agreed.
It's on the cutting edge. I think this is where medicine needs to go for a lot of our elderly.
You're a trailblazer, families. And I don't mean that joking at all. You are.
Yeah,
this
you.
Is the it's a beautiful, wonderful thing that you're doing, and we just love you.
Thanks.
And I know your patients do too, obviously. And there's 140 of them at least right now, right?
Right.
And you see them every about 6 weeks mm-hmm. or so.
Yes.
And if needed.
More.
Yeah.
Correct. If you have
yeah.
an acute visit, if you're ill, you call our office and we are able to see you that day or the next day.
Awesome. All right. So, Madeline, did we cover everything?
I think so.
Okay. Madeline is here from, where are you from?
Roberts Communication.
Are you in High Falls?
Yes,
I used to work in the building right there. I did. Okay, so it looks like we're good, Brenda, and unless you have any closing comments or anything else you want to say. Have at it.
The only closing comment is how awesome life is to bring us back together from our high school days.
That's so true.
I mean, we grew up in the same town.
It's crazy. And we went to the same high school. And then years later, I've been here 20 years, you've been here longer, and then all of a sudden, a couple years ago, here we are.
Yep.
It's fabulous. I'm proud to know you and to call you my friend.
Thank you.
And I really mean that. Dr. Brenda Barada with the Junior Senior Life, she's the Physician House Calls Program. You are it right now, and it's just the beginning of, I know it's going to be a super terrific program, Jewish Senior Life. We want to thank them for hooking us up and getting the word out about this really wonderful program.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you
for having me.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.